Country Z100. It's Carrie Underwood, and do you hear what I hear? Christmas bells are ringing. It is Friday, December 22nd, and of course, Christmas Day is coming up on Monday. It is a big weekend, and here in the studio with me, just to kind of like talk about the magnitude of this weekend, Pastor Michael Ney from Cornerstone Church. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kent. Yeah, well, I guess we kind of like to say it's the Super Bowl of weekends for us as Christians. And around Cornerstone, we often say, dude, it's Christmas. I mean, this is the weekend that we celebrate the Christmas story right there in the middle of it. When the shepherds were told by the angel, you will find the Savior of the world wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger, this huge angelic choir breaks out in a chorus saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I mean, here were the angels declaring that God had come to make peace with humanity. Jesus born and lying in a manger is God coming to establish peace in his relationship with us. And what's kind of interesting about that is you hear people talking about peace with God, you know, like, hey, I made peace with God. Or sometimes as they say that, it's kind of like, hey, God and I have come to an understanding. Or, right. Hey, God knows my heart and the actions didn't line up, but it'll be okay. I've made peace. And the interesting question is, why do we say stuff like that? Why does it feel important to make peace with God?
Yeah, it is a big one right there. I mean, why go through all this stuff?
Yeah. So there's something in you, there's something in me, there's something in us that desires to be at peace with the creator of the universe. And the really neat thing about Christmas is we get to focus on how God came to establish the peace we long for.
Yes.
And that's what I have the privilege of getting to talk about this weekend as we gather to celebrate the Christmas story, God making peace with us. And the other thing about this weekend is it's really kind of a cool opportunity. We recently had a guy say to us, I like to think of myself as a father who takes his son fishing. I don't actually ever take him fishing, but I like to think of myself as a father who does. You know, it's December 22nd, as you said, the year's almost over, and some of us had some New Year's resolutions back last year, earlier this year, and it's like, I haven't done any of those. You know, for some of us, it was like, hey, I want to raise my kids in a place where they can discover faith, or I want to raise my kids in church, or maybe we've said, hey, I want to be a person who is spiritually healthy, or I want to get back in church. This is actually a really neat weekend to take one step toward being that person we've wanted to be.
Now, if I'm saying like, okay, I haven't been at church all year except Easter.
Yeah.
Okay, but I had that goal of I want to get everybody in church. Are they going to look at me weird if I show up here on Sunday or Saturday night or whenever?
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
No, nobody's going to look at you funny at all.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the weekend that it's easy to. It makes sense to. And here's the beautiful thing. There are many churches across Southern Illinois who are giving us opportunities to have peace with God. And as we've started talking about this, some of us have already had a church in mind. We're like, we just kind of slipped away, slipped out of the groove. Maybe we got our feelings hurt straight up. But we know, man, when we're going to go reconnect with God, that's where I need to go. That's where you need to be this weekend. Or maybe there you've got a great friend, man, like he or she is a real follower of Jesus. And you've been thinking, man, I want to go to church, or he's been asking me to go to his church. That's the church you need to go to. And of course, if a church has not yet come to mind, we at Cornerstone want to personally invite you to join us this weekend as we talk about God offering you peace and establishing a relationship with you. And I promise you, when you walk up to the door, you don't even have to walk through the door. When you walk up to the door, you are going to know that you are welcome in this place. If you're over in Marion, you know, you're walking into an old Walmart building. There is nothing intimidating about an old Walmart building. You're over on the Carbondale side, man, you're walking into our high school auditorium. There is nothing intimidating about walking onto our high school campuses. So, man, this is a great weekend to take a step toward being the person that you have wanted to be. And as you join us, you'll see somebody your age, you'll see somebody dressed like you, you'll see somebody, you'll think, hey, that person could be my friend, and experience an opportunity to worship God that's inspiring and surprisingly practical. Pastor Michael Nave, my question is, okay, so now we're here, we're going to go. CornerstoneSI.org is your website. What times are your services this weekend?
So on Saturday night, we have a service in Marion. On Sunday morning, we have 9 and 10:45 in Marion, 10:45 in Carbondale, and then again in Marion that night at 5 p.m. So Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night. We hope there's a time that's right for you as you juggle all that's going on this weekend and all that you have to do as part of your Christmas traditions.
Well, tell you what, CornerstoneSI.org is their website. Once again, over there in Carbondale at the high school campus, and then the old Walmart building in Marion next to Sam's Club. Putting it into perspective right there, brother.
Absolutely. Merry, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas, man. And Merry Christmas to you and yours, brother.
Merry Christmas.
7:26 this morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show. Hey, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the Christmas to get back at it and get right with the man. You know what I'm talking about, y'all. Scotty McCreary right now. Christmas is coming round again. Good morning at Z100.